It's WADV. We are the voice of Advertising Week, and very pleased to be chatting with Bill Wordy from Billboard Magazine. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking some time.
Absolutely. So tell us about the session. That's heavy hitters, man.
Yeah. Well, we were really pretty excited about it. Billboard's been involved with Advertising Week the last few years, and every year we throw a great opening night party, and we also put in a good hour of content, of programming. And I was sort of casting around and really wanted to find something that, there's so much going on between brands and music.
Right.
And I really wanted to find something that was an example where things were working and they were working about as well as they could be. So you have a situation with On Stage where, it's just, American Express is enabling some phenomenal talent to really have the freedoms to do some amazing and creative work. And when you look at a guy like, John Legend, who I think this album really showcases, maybe even at his prime, you look at, a guy like Amir Questlove from The Roots, who's just, an amazing talent. And then you get like a guy like Spike Lee to direct this. I just think it's awesome. I said it in the intro. This is probably one of the best new music programs created this year.
Well, the music business continues to evolve and change. But the biggest thing that you said is that there's support, but there's also a tremendous amount of creative freedom. There's a big difference.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, I think that anytime musicians are working with brands, you have to be mindful of the fact that you're kind of on someone else's dime.
Yeah.
And some brands are going to be more aggressive than others in reminding you of that. Some brands are going to say, you know what, I believe in you as an artist, and I'm going to give you carte blanche to do whatever you need to do, and we're going to be happy to associate our brand with that, whatever it may be. Other brands are going to be like, you know what, I want to be a little more involved in what we're attaching to our brand. And if you're going to cover something that we find to be, politically sensitive or, potentially disrespectful to some group of people, maybe as a brand we don't want to be part of that. So it is a line that I think everyone has to walk in this day and age.
Last question, what are you looking forward to most for Advertising Week, besides the show tonight, of course?
Yeah, I think, this is probably not the answer you're looking for, but the thing I look forward to most about Advertising Week is sort of the unscripted moments and just who I wind up bumping into at this or that. So, there are some programming elements. I have a pretty carefully delineated schedule, and I unfortunately... once I kind of put it on my calendar, then I don't have to remember it. So, of course, I'm not remembering it now.
Right.
But there's definitely a bunch of stuff that I think... I mean, there's some great programming here this week.
So, and you contributed to that in a big way. Bill, thank you very much for taking the time.
Oh, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right.